there for sure. I mean, it was a lot of those, especially some of those practices coming off the losses. But, man, everybody stuck to it. I mean, we knew what we wanted to do. The ultimate goal was to win, get to the Super Bowl, and win the Super Bowl. Oh, for sure, man. As a player's coach, man, he listens good. He's a great listener. He does a good job of, you know, breaking the details down of why we do certain things in coverages and defense. And I'm glad Coach Donatello was one of the guys that I actually got to work with. I mean, I know he worked with some pretty good guys. Ronnie Lott was one of the guys he coached, too. I know he coached Brian Dawkins, some good safety. So, I mean, he definitely did a good job of, you know, making us understand the game and our position.
Back to the other point, when this staff came in, was there something that you could see 2 years ago when Jim and his group came in here that there was a different feel in the locker room?
Yeah, just what they brought to the team. I mean, the energy, they made the game more fun, you know. But it was strictly, we couldn't, they didn't let us, you know, slack off, though. We definitely had to work, but it just made it more fun, made it easier. They were great teachers, man. The whole staff was great teachers. That's how I look at it. Man, they won't just tell you to line up here and do certain things, and they do a good job of breaking stuff down and letting you know why you do.
Some of the stuff like who's got it better than us, some people think that's corny, but for whatever reason, that stuff has struck a chord with you guys.
And definitely. It was a neat story that he told us how that all came about, but it's definitely been one of our trademarks here, and we're glad to be a part of that.
Thanks.
All right.
Can I give a shout out to service members that will be watching the Super Bowl, serving in Afghanistan and other parts of the world?
What's going on, service members? Deshaun goes on San Francisco 49ers. Stay tuned, Super Bowl 47, and make sure you stay tuned.
Do you know how popular are the San Francisco 49ers among the Latino NFL fans?
I'm sorry.
Do you know how big are the San Francisco 49ers among the Latino fans in the NFL, even down the border?
You know what? I was talking to some of our maintenance guys the other day, man. They were so excited because they get to come out here, some Spanish guys, and they was telling us how our football team is respected down there in Mexico, and those guys. I see the energy that they bring, so I'm assuming that, you know, it's good things, and I'm glad to, you know, be a part of that.
Given the way you played this year, also played last year, is your contract situation weighing in your head?
Not at all, man. I'm focusing on the Super Bowl. I mean, I think the contract stuff will pan out. It'll work itself out right now, you know. I'm just trying to, you know, do what I can to put my team in a good situation and myself.
You hope that.
You guys, a couple more.
Team success kind of leads to success.
Exactly. I mean, that's always been the way I approach things. I mean, they always have me pick goals or what kind of goals you want. I just want to win. I mean, I think, you know, if you take care of the little things which you have to do and put the team before itself, I mean, I think your goals, you achieve a lot of goals.
What's Sean, do you have a favorite story about Justin?
Favorite story?
Yeah, like, just, well, I mean, because you get sort of like a pretty good view of watching him play sometimes against
Ron. I don't have a pretty good story, but, you know, it mean, it's fun being around him. You know, he's a great guy, fun. I mean, a lot of guys see him on the field as, you know, taking and slamming people, but he also a good person, man. He's real smart, and he definitely help out players along our team.
What's the reaction in the defensive meeting room among the backs when you're looking at the Denver game and you see Torrey Smith going over Champ Bailey's head 4 or 5 times, and Jacoby Ford, and you know, the 70-yard touchdown with 30 seconds left?
It's just, I mean, they let everybody, like, just stay back. We don't want to be that guy, you know what I mean? Those were some good catches, some good plays he made, but, you know, and especially in a game like this coming up, you got to definitely think about what you got to focus on, what you have to do, I mean, as a defense, you know. Those plays like that can't happen, point blank. You know.
What are your thoughts on Coach Facing?
Last question.
Say it again.
What are your thoughts on Coach Facing his brother?
Oh, man, that's fun. That's a Super Bowl in itself. That's another game in itself. I think he's definitely probably thinking about that, but I definitely want to get this game for him, you know, and for us at the same time. But I wouldn't want to lose my brother.